Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for mouthing off all over.
That's right, it is time for mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I just gotta say it. Miles Garrett, liar, liar, pants on fire. You came out and did a biggest babyface interview in the whole world saying, oh, it's not about the money. Nothing's about the money. I'm leaving Cleveland because we can't win. As soon as they flash that cash right in front of your nose, you, that cheap, old, dirty, dirty dog, Miles Garrett. You'll never get me again because I'll never trust you again, you old lying damn dog. Took the money and run.
Yeah, I'm stunned that Cleveland got him to put a pen to paper after everything that was going on before he did so. But now Miles Garrett is claiming he wants to go from Cleveland to Canton. It's not a very far drive. So,
well, he's the only player on that team that could go to Canton.
That's absolutely true right now, Eddie, but you know, they could theoretically quickly rebuild. I mean, they brought in a Hall of Fame potential quarterback in Kenny Pickett, and we'll have to see where it goes from here, but we've got to,
I feel so sorry for that guy.
Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett went from the Super Bowl to the toilet bowl.
Well, I want to talk about that some more, too. We're going to talk about NFL free agency today. We're going to get into NASCAR, the NBA, which Eddie and I were already arguing about before the show started. I said, put the brakes on this. We've got to have this argument in front of the fans, so stick around for that segment for sure. The MLB, the WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week.
And that Miles Garrett lying like a dirty dog he is. Number 95, lied like hell. He cut a babyface promo and just told him a damn lie. I can't get over that. Lying dog.
They must have done something to convince him to stay.
Yeah,
because
it's called zeros behind that, too.
They did. They paid him a good amount of money, but there must be something else. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, members earn points on eligible purchases. Plus, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at johndeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. You know what Cleveland did? They promised that lying-ass Miles Garrett they're going to give Famous Amos chocolate chips to his grandmama for the rest of her damn life. That's how it got it. With that, with them zeros behind them twos and them chocolate chips, he was sold for Cleveland.
Listen, if you're looking for something for that free agent in your life, go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com.
Yeah, and it's not a damn lie like Miles Garrett is. It's the truth.
I haven't wrapped my head around that. Obviously, I wasn't in the room, but I wonder if they told him, we are not going to trade you. You're going to be here.
They didn't have to say anything to him. They already said that. All they did, they're sitting at a conference table. They just slid that right over to his agent. Said, how you like that? And they go, and his agent says, where do we sign?
This is such a Browns move. He obviously doesn't want to be there. They're destroying his ability to win a championship for sure. He's not young enough for them to really rebuild this team into a contender with him. I mean, he'd have to be in the last year or two of his deal. And let's not forget, we're talking about the Cleveland Browns here.
Yeah, enough about Miles Garrett, old line dog. You know, hey, you know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
The Indianapolis Colts. And my buddy, Pat McAfee. He's a good dude. McAfee is a rah-rah coach, and he gets a lot of heat because he gives him, the business, like you and me give him the business. Hey, they signed Daniel Jones. You know what's good about Daniel Jones? And a lot of people don't even know that. You know who he trained under before he was drafted?
Who?
In the NFL?
Who?
The Mannings. Eli and Peyton.
Well, I'll say this. He's on a show-me contract. They paid him a one-year, $14 million contract. And this could work out a lot like the Sam Darnold deal did, because Indy is not that far off. They may be a quarterback short of being a really good team.
Yeah, because they don't have one with that idiot they got out of Florida, only played 10 games between high school and college. What? Only Irsay and that general manager, they ought to fire that guy. Whoever picked that Richardson, he's a goof. He's already quit on the damn team. He's done. He needs to go. They need to trade him or give him away.
Yeah, you never know with these guys whether they're going to pan out or not. There was a lot of hype around Richardson, but there were also a lot of people saying, this isn't the guy. Don't draft him high. They went after him. They brought him there. They were hoping for the best. In his defense, he did get injured in his rookie season.
Oh, Jesus. He walked in injured. His brain was injured. Let me tell you something. The only pan that you need to do with Richardson is pan his ass walking out that door. That's all you need to do. Hey, Colts, get rid of the guy. You got the guy in the building who's only 27 years old, and he's seasoned already. And let me tell you something. You got him cheap.
I get a kick out of how we're running Anthony Richardson out the door to bring in a guy who we ran out the door a couple years last year, been running out the door his entire career, Tommy DeVito.
Well, yeah, the poor guy went to the Giants. The Giants, you would have been dead too. It's hard to throw a ball down the field when you're looking at the lights on your back. We call that a job guy in my business. When you're looking at the lights all the time, you're flat on your back, you're getting your ass beat every day. That's what he was doing. He got his ass beat. He was thrilled to get the hell out of New York, believe me.
You could point New York being a bottom-of-the-barrel team right now right at the drafting of Daniel Jones. I'm not taking anything away from Daniel Jones, but for some reason, the Giants, a team on the come-up, not even really, they never really went down. They went Eli's whole career, and they're contending the entire time Eli's there. They win two Super Bowls. He retires. Daniel Jones is the heir apparent. And they had Saquon Barkley. They had good wide receivers.
Yeah,
the
stupid guy let him go.
He didn't let him go until they stuck with him for too long.
I don't care when you let him go. You let him go. You let a guy leave your locker room that went to your foe, the Philadelphia Eagles, and gained over 2,000 yards last year and won the Super Bowl. What the hell? Are you nuts? There's no excuse for that. That's called God, that's pure stupidity is what that's called.
Well, you just don't pay a guy like Saquon Barkley a huge contract to be on a team where you're going to be drafting in the top five every year.
And well, that's why don't sort you get him an offensive line like he had with the Eagles?
Because
he
I'm not their
GM. What he could do.
I know.
He
just
damn sure told you what he did. He showed you what he could do.
I'm interested
He's
to
worth
see
every dime.
I'm interested to see how they do next year because they're suffering from the Super Bowl shuffle. Everybody's leaving now because that now they're a Super Bowl champion. That adds a little bit of extra money on the end of that contract for you. So a lot of people are bailing out of Philadelphia. I wonder how much of a difference it's going to make now that
hey, here's another guy. I'm so sick of the press. Stephen A. Smith. Somebody ought to smack him upside his damn head. Him and his old black stuff. He talks all the time. He don't say anything good about a white quarterback, but how long am I going to justify Justin Fields not winning?
Well, before we go to him, let's go to Sam Darnold, the guy that started over Daniel Jones for the last of the
110 million, $110 million in 3 years. Hey, God bless me. He finally got paid.
Yeah,
he deserved it. Had a hell of a year last year with Minnesota.
Yeah, and he goes to Seattle, a team that was somehow sneaking into the playoffs with Geno Smith. And I think Sam Darnold is a massive upgrade over Geno Smith. This could have been a great move for Seattle and Sam Darnold. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Oh, you know
there.
Who his OC is, don't you?
Yes.
Clint Kubiak, that he was with in San Francisco. That's who said, you better go get this guy because he's seen him practice. He's seen him do everything. Sam Darnold, all he needed was the right system to be in, like any quarterback. You put them in the right system, they will win.
Yes, I feel.
If you put them in the wrong system, they're going to lose.
I feel like that. There's merit to what you've just said. Justin Fields goes to the Jets. I don't know why you're mad at anybody for being happy
for
Justin Fields.
Oh, I'm not, because he's not going to win with the Jets.
I know.
I mean, if the United States needed an enema with the NFL, they'd stick it in New York Jets. That's how bad they are.
That was a stretch there, Eddie. The Giants, the
other
team.
They needed an enema.
They brought in.
The Jets need a big enema.
They brought in defensive end Chauncey Golston on a three-year, $19 million deal. Jonathan Allen, longtime Washington Commander, signs with the Vikings 3 years, $60 million. That's
the guy they realized that they needed to go get some offensive help for the quarterback. They went and got some Pro Bowl guys. They just signed the guy Freeze from Indy.
Yep.
I mean, they got some big dogs coming into Minnesota to back up Double J going in there.
Well, they're going to need to, because JJ is going to have probably a drafted quarterback backing him up this coming year. Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold are no longer there, so I don't know what their third option was.
Who? Is Cooper Rush. Not Cooper Rush, but what's his name? Cooper from the Cowboys?
You got it right. You nailed it the first time. Cooper Rush.
Yeah. Yeah, because he knows how to teach people, and he knows how to be a great backup that plays to win. You know, and helps the starting QB win the game. And that's what you need a great backup for, believe me. Look at Zach Wilson. Same thing, went to Miami. He's a great backup. There's not a better guy in the world than that guy.
He may be the starter in Miami after a game or two. I think that was a good move for the Miami Dolphins to bring in a guy who could legitimately be good if Tua goes down again.
And he's another coach on the field.
Yeah.
That's how good he is. I mean, Denver hated to lose him, believe me.
Josh Sweat goes to the Cardinals on a four-year, $24 million deal. This big one's time. Big. The Commanders bring in five-time All-Pro offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil from the Texans. That's huge. I mean, that's going to...
So all of a sudden, the Texans, their line sucks. And believe me, because I know all about Houston, the Texans suck with the offensive line.
Yeah.
And they let the best guy go.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Yeah.
You can't replace a guy like him.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Hey, listen, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Mouthing Off.
That's right. This is Mouthing Off. We're back. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, Broncos got some good Niner players. Man, Sean Payton knows what he's doing. He's going to build a great, great Bronco team just like he did with the Saints.
Yeah, he's going to go defense first, which is a great idea. I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier about how there's a potential that Joe Flacco is in the ears of the ownership in Cleveland saying, listen, don't go out and chase a great quarterback anymore. Sign this defensive end, make a good defense, and an average quarterback can come in and win you a championship with a great defense and a decent offense because I can prove it to you. I've done it. And so,
well, Flacco's the guy. He's already done it for him.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco is the perfect guy to back up Pickett.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that I think they may have shifted their line of thinking on how they're going to rebuild this team. And maybe that's what they went to Myles Garrett and said is, hey, you're going to anchor one of the best defenses of all time. We're going to build it around you. And I'm interested to see what they do in the draft. If they start drafting.
Well, they need to go draft. If the Titans don't take Carter. The Browns need to take Carter.
Absolutely.
To go with Myles Garrett.
Yes.
That would be huge. And then you can pick up Flacco for a song and dance to back up Pickett. Pickett's no joke. I mean, he's a good quarterback.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know what the rub was on Pickett, but I feel like he's a guy that could pull a Sam Darnold.
It's called the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh at the time he was there. He sucked.
Yeah.
And Arthur Smith, replaced him from the Falcons, remember?
Yes, that would make a difference. So Drew Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga are now Broncos.
Oh, that's a great town to play in, too, Denver. Whoo!
Yeah, great town in general. The Bills brought in Josh Palmer, another wide receiver, for Josh Allen to throw to. Interesting. It's funny. So the legal tampering time opened up, I think noon on Monday, and at 12:01 these guys are signing deals. I was like, I'm pretty sure there was some illegal tampering going on here.
Hey, you know who's making some big moves is the Patriots.
I can imagine they've got an owner who likes to win, who's gotten a taste of winning.
And well, they got a great head coach. They got an old Patriot guy, and they brought in Daniels to be the offensive coordinator again.
Yeah.
And they just signed Milton Williams. You probably remember him.
I do.
You know, he should have been the MVP of the Super Bowl, tell you the truth.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying is they're bailing from the Eagles and they're moving on to other teams, and he's one of them. And I do believe
once you get the damn Super Bowl ring, time to go get the money.
I guess that's the way things seem to go. I don't know that I would necessarily be that way. I say I wouldn't, but I guess if some other radio show called me and said, we'll triple your contract.
$104 million.
You'd probably go.
You'd be gone, man.
Although I would definitely think about the fact that, hey, you know, I'm going to get 3 years, $104 million to go there to the Patriots. Or I can sign a 3-year, $70 million contract to stay with the Eagles. I'm going to keep winning. If I invest that money properly, I'll get plenty of money out of it. I can live the rest of my life, and my kids can live the rest of their lives off of it.
They don't think that way, brother.
I know.
It's all about the agent's going to tell you, you're going to stay here. They only going to pay you $70. They'll make you feel so guilty. You're not going to sign that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, them agents, they're a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
And you know, they're going to tell you everything that you're doing wrong. 70, you're worth $110 million. Are you nuts?
Yeah, it's funny. These agents, you know, there should really be some scrutiny on these agents where these guys are signing these massive contracts that they basically walk them into. And then once that contract's signed, they take their whatever percentage and they move on. Agent should mean that you also stick around to make sure that that money is put in the right place, not taken and bought. You don't buy a 45 $5 million mansion when you got a $50 million contract. I know that you have the money.
Oh, so you're telling me that they're the majority of those agents are like,
drug Hammer's dealers.
Agent.
They're
Hammer's agent.
Yeah.
He gave away 55 million houses and he bought the whole ghetto food.
Yeah.
And all on the cars they could drive.
Yeah, I don't know that Hammer had an agent the way that professional athletes have agents. These agents basically are running your business. So
Let me tell you, one of the greatest agents of all time was Lee Steinberg and still is.
But is doing the work after?
Still got money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I wonder how many of his clients don't. I feel like that should be part of it.
Well, most of his clients are superstars.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks, man.
Yeah, because I know these guys go out and get money managers, but I feel like...
He's the one that signed that huge deal for Barkowski.
Got the money.
No, he's a good agent. He represents you the correct way.
I don't know that there's any such thing. That's like telling me he's a good lawyer. I don't know there are any good agents.
Well, he's that too.
Christopher Bell, he's winning 3 weeks in a row. Christopher Bell, the new face... Man. Of NASCAR. It doesn't seem like people want this, but Christopher Bell and William Byron could be battling each other every week to be the top two drivers.
Nobody wants it. Assassin's a better face for NASCAR than Christopher Bell.
Yeah, people don't seem to want that rivalry to kick up. Everybody's complaining that these guys are winning races, when at the same time, I'm looking at it saying, man, this is kind of a little rivalry brewing. We could have two. We may be talking about these guys for the next decade, but it doesn't seem like anybody wants to. Josh Berry, Ross Chastain, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott chased him into the finish line there. Catherine Lego's debut in the NASCAR Cup Series, said to be the first woman in the Cup Series in 7 years.
Didn't go so good.
No, she wrecked.
Spun out, man.
Yeah, she wrecked.
Spun out and didn't finish.
Yeah.
And, don't work your ass off for 25 years and don't finish the race.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, hey, you never know. When you get on that track,
you practice for 25 damn years. All you do is you stay left.
Well, you practice for 25 years, and the one time you get, somebody turns their front end into your back end, there's nothing you can do about it. She wrecked.
I don't think she was that close.
I don't either. Honestly, I believe that this accident was self-inflicted.
Well, she spun herself out.
All right. Well, I teased this in the opening segment. LeBron James confronted Stephen A. Smith on the sideline of a Lakers game, and you and I don't agree on this one. So give me your perspective on this.
Well, I just think that Stephen A. with his rah-rah black crap all the time, people are sick of it. He's such a racist bastard, and I know Stephen A., but he's such a racist bastard. He doesn't give a plug to a white guy for all the tea in China. It's all about it's like Justin Fields. How many years are we going to stick up for this guy who can't throw touchdowns? And you're the NFL. It's a throwing league. And you're talking smack about LeBron James and his boy. Well, I wonder what happened there.
LeBron James came over to the sideline during a timeout and confronted him on the court. My big thing here is that LeBron James, first of all, he is a disgrace when it comes to being the face of the NBA. He's very divisive. He doesn't want certain fans.
Well, he's a racist like Stephen A. They both belong to each other.
Fine. But he's mad that Stephen A. Smith is talking about the fact that his son Bronny wouldn't be in the NBA if it hadn't been for LeBron James wanting to play with his son in the NBA.
But the truth is the truth. And you know, as much as I disagree with Stephen A., he told the truth.
Yes.
The guy wouldn't be in the NBA without LeBron.
And
period.
Stephen A. Smith came out afterward and said, hey, I wasn't going to bring this up. He came over and said, don't talk about my kid. And Stephen A. Smith said, hey, man, I'm in the media. Your kid is an NBA player. I'm going to talk about them. When he's a subpar guy that had all of that hype because he's your kid, he deserves the scrutiny of anyone else. But my thing about this is...
And he was nice, Jeff, when he said subpar.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith said he should have come and talked to me about this privately. I understand where he's coming from. He's a father. I'm speaking ill of his child, but it's not like I don't. I cover the NBA. I'm going to talk about Bronny James.
Excuse me. Let's bring this up. How many white people talked about Pete Rose and Pete Rose's son? They butchered Pete Rose about his son.
Yes. Yeah.
So, hey, LeBron James is fair game. Stephen A. And, you know, I'm not a Stephen A. fan. I like Stephen A. personally, but not as a media guy because he's slanted.
Yeah, I think he's a very good professional guy. You're right when it comes to the race stuff. I'm not a big fan of the race stuff.
He's a race baiter. That's all he is.
Well, hey, man, there's a lot of money in race baiting. At least he does something with some value to it. I mean, other guys go and say, hey, pay me, or I'm going to have people picketing outside.
Who's that peanut head SOB on MSNBC?
Yeah, there's so many of them. But Stephen A. Smith does a good job as a sports journalist. So I'm taking his side on this one. I'm tired of LeBron James. LeBron James should have done this privately, but doing it on the NBA court the way he did was the biggest bitch move I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I love it. You know
it's
why?
Bitch move.
Because if he did that to me, I would have slapped him. To tell you the truth, I'd have made some good news. I would have slapped him and would have had something to talk about.
Stephen A.
And then
Smith.
I could have, and then you and me could have talked about this for a year and a half.
I think that would have been a good fight if Stephen A. They should get in the ring together. Dana White,
no,
put that together.
No, hell with a ring. Hit him with a damn chair.
That's a different kind of ring.
Courtside. Slap him upside the head with a chair, man.
But then you go to jail. Right. Then you go to jail. We don't want Stephen A. Smith in jail. What we want is UFC 352 James versus Smith. And you could do
it
in Vegas. That's what I'm saying, Dana
White will book it.
Bring it on. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza / landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Moe.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4/5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
What in the world is happening to the Yankees?
They lost their ace for the year. They lost the best hitter on their team in free agency. It's not looking good for the Yankees this year. But if you want to look good, go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com, go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, and you know what I like? The Dodgers made Dave Roberts, the mastermind of that sick thing going in Los Angeles, the highest paid manager in baseball. I love it.
Yeah, they're passing out dollar bills like it's a strip club over there. Ooh. In LA. And by the way, what an LA move. The Dodgers announced that signing in the middle of the NFL frenzy. I got the biggest kick out of it. I'm getting updates on my phone. This guy signed. This guy signed with the Broncos. This guy signed with the Vikings. This guy signed with the Dolphins. Dodgers extend Dave Roberts, manager, for 4-year extension. Why?
Yeah, and then on top of that, they put the gambler out.
He's going
the
to
Japanese gambler who?
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, he's playing
Fortnite.
Yeah, he is. And I was seeing if you were ready for that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But yeah, I thought that was cool. But right after Dave Roberts, bam, there's another one. Come right out. I'm going like,
the face of our franchise is going
to
Tokyo.
Over the draft here. Free agency and everything.
Cool. You know? The face of our franchise is going to Tokyo to play in a tournament of a game that's played by 7-year-olds around the world.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And it's huge.
It's huge, but it's still, I play video games. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, but I play
shooters. Porno video games. You can't do that.
I play the shooters. I play a lot of Tiger Woods golf. I'm not playing Fortnite. That's baby games to me, baby. And Shohei Ohtani, good for you, bud. I know he's probably a good 30 years younger than me, but
you play at midnight at night too.
I do. I play with three of my buddies and I get together. It's actually five of my buddies. We do whoever can come, but it's four
and
guys
four
at a time.
Porn girls.
What are you talking about? There's no such thing as that.
You're the porn king.
Ever
man.
Since Leisure Suit Larry, there hasn't been that kind of a video game, and that was in the very early video game days. And I know you played your share of Leisure Suit Larry.
Hey, that was, were you talking about Leisure Suit Larry Zbysko? Is that who you're talking about?
No, there was a video game where at the end of it.
Yeah, he's a porn king too.
Anyway, the Dodgers, baseball is getting into the good stretch of spring training where you're getting to see a lot of the stars play. They shut Garrett Cole down in the middle of an outing in spring training. It wasn't looking good, and then it came out a day later.
And Lewis Gill, too, is shut down. Stanton is hurt.
I don't know.
If they're going to depend on Aaron Judge, they're in trouble because he can't hit.
I know, Aaron Judge, you just refuse to give him his title, his judgeship is not allowed.
Yeah, that's what
in the
I am. That's why I said Judd. And at number 99, he can't hit his shoe size. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah. Well, so the Yankees are in trouble when it comes to being able to potentially win a World
That's
Series
the curse
this year.
Of George Steinbrenner, when they wanted to put them beards out, I'm telling you, he's coming back and cracking them up.
Garrett Cole didn't have a beard, though, man. It's unfair. Garrett Cole has to pay
the price. Yeah, but
you know,
he sits under that radar of the Yankees growing beards.
Yeah, he's
on the roster.
Clearly their best pitcher, clearly their biggest hope of returning to the World Series and potentially winning a World Series. And that hope is now gone. I know they have some younger arms that are going to step in, and maybe one of those guys, maybe Clay Holmes steps up and fills the shoes of Gerrit Cole. Who knows? You never know in baseball. You never know that kid, that 26-year-old kid sniffing the big leagues that's going to come in and change things. I mean, Gerrit Cole was that guy. He was
with the Astros.
Before that, he was a Pittsburgh Pirate, and he was one of those guys.
Well, if you go in baseball, that's where you die.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's where you...
And that's sad. That used to be a great franchise.
It's where you get drafted high, you get no show in Pittsburgh, and then you go to Houston and you're winning MVPs, and then you sign a big contract with the Yankees and you're a Cy Young contender. And that's what happened with Gerrit Cole. Nobody thought Gerrit Cole is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, unfortunate for them. I mean, really, at this point, it's everybody versus the Dodgers in the Major League Baseball. It's ridiculous what's going on there. I feel like this is the kind of thing that shines a light on a problem, and they're going to have to figure out some form of salary cap or luxury tax, something to stop.
Let it go. You know why?
Why?
It's going to make everybody else step it up, whether they like it or not.
You can't step it up when your best player signs.
Yeah, you can.
Every team's best player just signed with the Dodgers. How can they step it up?
Okay, let them go. You go. Hey, there's so many great ball players out there. Just go find them.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
get your scouts off their ass and go find you some great ball players. They're everywhere. Believe me.
I don't want the World Series to be Los Angeles and New York every year. I don't want that at all.
Oh, you won't have to worry about the Yankees this year.
Well, only because of injury. I mean, if Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil were healthy, then they probably could have been a repeat of that World Series.
Yeah, but if a frog had
wings,
he wouldn't bump his ass either.
That's true.
And so... Well, no Yankees this year.
No, let's jump over to the WWE.
Oh, wow. You know, LA Knight, he beat Nakamura on SmackDown and won the WWE US title. LA Knight's good. He's a great character. I love him.
Yep.
I mean, he's really good in the ring, and he can draw money. You know, we made the prediction here on Mouthing Off about John Cena. I told you he was going to come back, and he was going to be in the main event at Mania, and he is going to be in the main event at Mania against Cody Rhodes.
So heel John Cena versus babyface Cody Rhodes. Who would have ever thunk it?
Absolutely. That will sell out.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania. This is going to be a good one. I'm sure that people are chomping at the bit to go see WrestleMania 41, John Cena and Cody Rhodes headlining that. It's going to be incredible. Pat McAfee and Michael Cole. It was panned when they made the move over to Netflix. Monday Night Raw. Pat McAfee. We've had enough of him. Everybody said, but they really are.
It's a lie. I mean, the wrestling fans love Pat McAfee. Yeah. And hey, as a former superstar professional wrestler, I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's great as a color commentator. I happen to be one of the best color commentators of professional wrestling in the business. And he is
better than you? Better than you?
I didn't say that, did I? He's
really
good. I mean, he is pretty much, he reminds me of a 30-year-old Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah.
He does. And he's really, really good. He can walk and talk and, you know, and he's proud to be there.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. Be proud of your job and proud that you're there. And him and Michael Cole do a great job each and every week. And my hats are off to those guys because that's a tough job.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair is back. What do you see coming from there?
The Queen. Charlotte Flair grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where the Queen comes from. You know, at Liv Morgan, I'm telling you, you know, and I love Charlotte Flair is the best women's worker in the business. They got the wrong girl, that Storm girl, to play Mildred Burke in the Queen of Wrestling or whatever. They should have had Charlotte Flair. She's the best.
Acting is hard.
She's the best in the business, without a doubt. And let me tell you something. Liv Morgan needs to start a feud with old Charlotte Flair and put the blonde against the blonde. And let me tell you something, they can draw some big money. Those two together, that will be some some super, super, hey, Gates. I'm just telling you, those two are good in the ring.
I'd pay to
really
see it. I'd pay to see it. Women's U.S. championship is going to be up for grabs at WrestleMania 41.
Yeah, Chelsea Green is you know, she's got to have attention. She wants all the glamour and all this stuff. Let me tell you something. I was a superstar in Los Angeles, California. I used to have big stars come watch me wrestle all the time. And you know something? I'm not needy that way, but she's needy that way. That's why she wants to get one of those Bella twins in to wrestle her, where she can get the spotlight on her from L.A. Because Bella's had the series with E and all that other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Chelsea, be a great wrestler first, and then you can worry about the other.
Bringing in the non-wrestling star to wrestle you. Your thought on this is that they're trying to go after the money, not trying to put out a great product for wrestling.
Well, yeah, I think that you know, does Nikki Bella want to wrestle anymore?
I don't know.
If she'll come and get a free paycheck, believe me, because a Mania paycheck is really, really good. So I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to accomplish beating Nikki Bella? Oh, you just beat Nikki Bella. I don't think Nikki Bella wants to do jobs at WrestleMania for you, Chelsea Green. You can be better than that. Be a friggin' champion.
Yeah.
Defend your belt. You know what I mean? Defend it against worthy opponents. Don't go pick and choose people. It's in retirement, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, Nikki Bella's in the Hall of Fame already, right?
Hell, I don't know.
No?
Neither one of them Bella twins. You know, even though that Johnny Ace, he got caught screwing around with Vince McMahon's girls all the time, you know?
Yeah.
He's married to the Bella twins' mama. And they didn't make it into the Hall of Fame while he was still there. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're there yet. No, I don't think so. Oh, I want to say some things, but I am not going to say anything.
Yeah. CM Punk and Seth Rollins trying to be in a big match at WrestleMania. You see it happening?
Well, they're going to try. I know that they're supposed to have a big cage match coming up at Madison Square Garden. They want to get themselves in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, not on the outside looking in. They want to be on the inside looking out. So they got to do some more work, because CM Punk stays hurt all the time. And I like CM Punk. He's really good. His stuff's getting old. Who's it gonna be, Jabodio? Oh, can you believe the Jabroni of the week, Jeffrey? AEW, the whole booking office. I watched that crap the other day on TBS. They look like a bad indie show. Bad, bad, bad. The production sucked. The interviews sucked. The lighting on the interviews were so low and so bad. I don't know who's booking. Tony Khan, you need to clear out that whole office. You need to get a breath of fresh air in there and get rid of all those J.R. Ross, oh, Vince McMahon ass kisser, and Tony Schiavone, the biggest ass kisser in the whole wide world. You need to fire his ass. Jeff Jarrett, you need to fire. You need to clean house and get rid of all these stale, old-looking people. You got to put the vibrance in your show. Your show looks tired and dated and old, and people are never going to come see your guys. You're just wasting money, Tony Khan.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
Oh. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something? We smoked them good today, boy, I'm telling you. Mouthing Off, I want to say hello to all our millions of Mouthing Off Nation. Thank you for listening each and every week to Jeffrey and myself.
Well, you know, when we get good things to talk about, like you and I could probably do a whole hour show on LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith. WrestleMania coming up, we could probably do a whole hour show on that.
Yeah, so easy.
We're shoving all of this into, you know, minutes here. And it's easy to do when there's so much going on in the world of sports. And we're glad to do it for you every week.
Well, it's not really that easy because, you know, our show would be 10 times better if we had 3 hours.
Absolutely.
And we're going to work on that. You know something? If Pat McAfee, the modern day Eddie Mansfield, can do it, so can we.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me, Eddie. You put a microphone in front of me, I'll talk for 24 hours. I can.
Because, you know, I just hit a little bit on the WWE and some wrestling stuff. I don't really get in depth that I can. And, you know, with sports, we're really good with sports and because we're just that damn good. We just need to kind of expand the show a little bit, at least go to another hour.
Yeah.
So, Darren, if you hear me, which you do each and every week, I'm just letting you know.
See, I knew you did a heel turn on Darren for some reason last week. You went babyface on Darren. I had no idea why. And now I know it's because you want us to have a 3-hour show. And hey, well, I'm all for it.
Hey, I'm not starting with Gilligan Island 3-hour deal. I'm going to start with a 2-hour deal.
Well,
and we'll go from there.
As you know with me, Eddie, you're going to have less problem getting me to talk, and you're going to have more of a problem shutting me up every week. No matter how many hours you give me, I'm going to talk for them, and I think you know that as well as anybody else does.
Well, I'm going to make sure that FanDuel starts paying us some big-ass money.
Oh, I look forward to that.
That's coming up next.
I won't shut up about them for as long as they don't want me to shut up about them. I'll talk about them. Hey, listen, we could either have the show brought to you by FanDuel or FanDuel brought to you by the show. I won't even talk about sports anymore. It'll be all FanDuel all the time. Eddie, we got to run. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, for Jeffrey, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.